כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So Baruch Hashem, I'm back from Chutz La'aretz. So while I was in Chutz La'aretz, I gave many shiurim. I was a bigger but story, but it's always a pleasure to come back home, back to Eretz HaKodesh, back to my family, and back to my Talmidim, and back to my blessed routine of Arbatzas Torah. This week is Parshas Kiseitse. And one of the important mitzvahs in Parshas Kiseitse is Kisivne Bayis Chodosh Vosiso Makala Gegecho Voloi Sosim Domen Beveisecho Ki Yipol Hanoifol Mimenu. The last year I said before I left to Europe was about Menias HaSakona. And I always speak about this sugya before Bein HaZmanim. And I always cry and plea and beg and talk and shout, look after your children. Because every Bein HaZmanim we know tragedy. And to my dismay, it happened again. Again and again. Infants drowned in home pools in Tzimerim. In the north, boys drowned in lakes. Tragedy that b'derech hateva we could prevent if people really would be careful. But today we focus on Maka. It's the other side of the same coin. Mitzvah aseh v'mitzvah lo itaseh v'osisa maka l'gegecho. Does this mitzvah refer exclusively to a roof and building a gate on the roof, a maka? Then Abam seems to offer a broader interpretation. Hasoras hasakone vahamechshoilois. Sefer ha-mitzvahs mitzvah kuf pei daled. And I'm reading the mitzvah together with you. Shetzivonu lohosir ha-mechshoilois vasakones makol moishvaseinu. Lohosir ha-mechshoilois vasakones makol moishvaseinu. However, the Rambam continues, וזה שנבן הקויסל סובב הגג וסובב הבורש והשיחן והדוים אליהם, כדי שלא ייפל המסתכן מהם או בהם. וכן כל המקרים המסכונים והראויים, כולם ייבנו על סדר, שיוסר הראו והסכונו, והוא המורוי, ועושיסו מכה לגגך. Does the Rambam mean the broader aspect of הסורס, הסכונס והמחשוילויס? If in your backyard you have a tree, an old tree, and it might fall, cutting off that tree, is that the mitzvah asay of osiso maka legegecho? How far do we go in the interpretation of osiso maka legegecho? So there are two extensions. One is quoted in the Rambam, and the source is the Safri. Osiso maka legegecho. Boyrois, shichen, umaorois. In your backyard, you have a well. Or just a pit. A big, gaping hole. Or a cave. The Sefri says, that is also part of the mitzvah. In a way, it is similar to a roof. What's the difference between a roof, or a pit, or a well, that a child or a person could fall into? But would that include, you can't have poisonous snakes in your background, in your backyard. So removing those snakes, either putting them in a cage or destroying them, would that be the mitzvah of Maka? We're not dealing with falling, we're not dealing with falling from up to down, gravitation, or a sulam ru'ua, or any other sakana. So on one hand, the Rambam says, lahesel ha-machshoilis va-sakonois. The Rambam says the same, and I think it's even more explicit in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Tzeach v'Shmiras Nefesh in Halacha Daled. And let's have a look what the Rambam says there, because I have a disagreement with the Minchas Chinuch in the interpretation of the Rambam. Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Tzeach. And Hilchos Tzeach is actually Tzeach v'Shmiras Nefesh. Echad Agag, הלוחד הלד, ויחוד כל דבר שיש בסכונה, וראוי שיקשל באדם וימות, כגון שהייתה לו בעיר או בוער בחצי אלוי, בין שיש בו מים, בין שאין בו מים, חייב לעשות לו חוליה גבוה עשור לטבוחים. And then the Rambam goes on, וכן כל מכשול שיש בו סכונס נפושס מיצס עשה להסירו ולשמה ממנו ולעזור בדובר יופי יופו. כל מכשול שיש בסוס נפושס. Obviously it's the same as Sefer HaMitzvos, but I think here it's even more clear. וכן כל מכשול שיש בסוס נפושס צריך להסירו ולשום ממנו ולעזור בדובר יופי. שנאמר, השום הלכו שמו נפשכו. He quotes another Mrs. to say, not only Maka, Vosisa Maka, Legecho, Yishon Alcho. That's the suga we spoke about a month ago. Ve'emloi heise ve'nich ha'machsholes ha'mevina de sekona, bitel mitzvah seif ha'var ba'lo yisosim domim. What does the Rambam mean, bitel mitzvah to say? Is that the mitzvah to say of Vosisa Maka, Legecho? Or rather the mitzvah to say of Yishon Alcho, Ushmoy Nafshecho, Ma'oid. Min chaschin echtof kuf me'em vav. Understands that Rambam means Hishom Melacho. Because Hasoras HaMechsholes is not the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMak, it's the mitzvah of Hishom Melacho. Mak is Agag, the sakona of falling over the side of the roof. Kolte Mechus Chenech, Boides, Shichen, Vamaores are well a pit, yes. But not other sakonas of Mechsholim, that is Hishom Melacho. My understanding would be no. This is Hilchas Makah. Hilchos Makah. The only reason that Rambam brings Hishom Melacho is Lishamer Yofo Yofo. So a month ago in the previous year, I made a comment. Sakir Chamira Sakanta Miyisura. It's Yerushalmi in Tumas and a Gemur in Bavli in Chul and Daftes. And I explained, it's not only a Sforah. The only mitzvah which the Torah emphasizes ma'oid twice. Veneshmartem ma'oid lenafshisechem. Hishom alachu b'shmoy nafshichu ma'oid. So the reason that Rambam means Hishom alachu is just to emphasize leizor yofa yofa. But when the Rambam writes in the end of Halacha Daled, emloi heiser asakolis v'machshoy lembitul mitzvah sasei, he means the same as in Sof Halacha Gimel. Im lo also make beroish agag bitel mitzvah sasei va'avara lo ta'ase. Contrary to the understanding of the Mechus Chinuch, I think that's pashtus kavonas Rambam, but it's also the Bir Agra. There is one siman in Shulchan Aruch which we do not find in the Tur. I mentioned this a few times in the past. One siman, and it's the very last siman in Shulchan Aruch. Choshem Mishpat is the last of the Abot Turim. So Choshem Mishpat in the Tur, the last siman is Tov Chavav. Shulchan Aruch Tov Chav Zayin. Tov Chavav is about the mitzvah l'hatzilat ha'nefesh. Sanhedrin 9 Gimel. Menayin l'roi chaveret tovea b'noor elistem bo'om olav shemetsu melafshid l'atziloi. Lo yisosam dum bevesechom. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds on Tov Chav Zayin, Siyas HaMakah. What we learn in the Rambam is two Seifim in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Chav Zayin, Vav, and Ches. Seif Vav deals with direct Makah Barosh Agag. Im lo yosa Makah, bitel mitzvah sasei v'avar belo tase. Seif Ches, v'chein kol ha'machsholes sheyesh bahem sakona, mitzvah la'asirom, v'lezo yofi yofi, shelem ha'rishom alacho. V'im lo yeser ha'sakonis v'ha'machsholes, Bitul mitzvah sasei v'over aloi tese. In the Gaon we count letters, not only words. And this line, imloi heiser asakonis v'amachshoylem, bitul mitzvah sasei, the Gaon writes two words. Kanal b'sivov. It's clear. Kanal b'sivov. Sivov, Shulchan Aruch says, imloi osu maka b'rosh gagoy over bitul mitzvah sasei. Which one? Vasisa makala gigecho. That is Sif Ches as well. Lo kedivra mechus chinuch. So I think that Rambam's approach really is to interpret Vasisa makala gigecho bo'ofen rochav b'yoisa with a great extension. Hasoras kol hasakonas. And why is that not included in Hishom alacho b'shmoy nafshecho ma'id? There's a fundamental difference. All the other sugyas are to avoid sakona. B'shev al taisa, stay away. You're not allowed to drink mayim megulim. Maybe a snake poured some venom into the water. You're not allowed to drink from the rivers or the ponds by night because you might swallow a leech or a parasite. You can't go under a wall that isn't standing straight or might fall on your head. It's all Sheval Taisa. Steer clear from Sakona. In Makkah we learn you need to be preemptive. You need to be active. You need to initiate. You need to build a Micah. That is the fundamental difference. So the Rambam writes, Hasoras hamichsholim vahasakonois. That is the Sisamak Lekho. But every Michshol and every Sakona. That is the way the Gaon understood the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. But there are Rishonim that clearly had a different feeling. Smak explains, the Essa and the Lotasa are not just two sides of the same coin. Sometimes the Essa is without the Lav, and sometimes the Lav is without the Essa. So the Smak actually follows the Toises in Kedushin Lamed Aleph when Toises explains, the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah say she'en es man grom enoshem chayavois. And one of the examples is Mak, and Toises asks, Mak is a Lav, so noshem are chayav anyway. Toises says, sometimes there's a say without a Lav. If you built a Mak and it fell down, you're not over on the Lav. When you move into a house that doesn't have a Makkah, but if it had a Makkah, it fell down, you're only Mechuyev in the Asay. The Smak adds on. Sometimes we have a Lav, we don't have the Asay. Sulam Ra'uah B'Torech Beisoy. If you have a ladder, and it's not strong enough, and a person would climb that ladder, and he might fall to his death, that is the Lav L'Sosim D'Beisoy. But it's not the mitzvah saseh of asisamak al gechom. So it's clear in the Sma, hasoras hasakonish, removing danger, is not the mitzvah saseh. It is only the lav. Maka is only a maka. Yes, a pit or a well in your yard is similar to a maka, but not other sakonas that are not the same as a maka in any way. And this brings us to a fundamental question. The Sefri says, it's not only a roof. Boris, Shichen, Ma'orois, Be'er, Besoda. So we extend and broaden the essence of the mitzvah of Asisa Maka L'Gegecho. But on the other hand, there are sugyas in Shas, and all these sugyas according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Maka is only by a bias. But the Knesset and the Medrashos have no mitzvah of Maka. Beis Oitzev and Beis Ateven have no mitzvah of Maka. And that's in Chulin Kuf Lamed Vav Amed Aleph. Bava Kamed Afnun Aleph. Bias Shem Bo Asor HaTvochim. It's not defined as a bias. There is no mitzvah of Maka. Even though the Gag is wide at Tefach. So from the roof there is a Asor HaTvochim, which is Yesh Bo Kedei LaHomes. But because in the room there is no Asor HaTvochim, it's not defined as a bias, there is no mitzvah of Maka. Source number 3, Sikad of Gimel Omed Aleph. Bai Shem Bo Dalad Al Dalad. Not Ra'ui Ledira, there is no mitzvah of Maka. Why would it be different than any other Sakona? Chazanish has a very fundamental approach about Maka. And it explains many dilemmas. Chazanish writes, the mitzvah of Maka is not in it, is not the same as Hishom Alachu V'Shmoy Nafshachu Moed. Because usually if a person is on a roof, he takes care. He takes care. He could avoid Sakona. You don't come close to the edge of the roof. You don't come close to the brink. In a way, it's similar to Bava Metziyu Kuf Yud Beis Amad Aleph. Posting in this week's Pasha, Ki Savoy Bekerom Reacho. And this is the source of Achilles Poyalim. And the Gemara says, people climb trees, they go on scaffolds, they go out to the sea to catch fish. But it is not a prohibition. So the Chazanish explains, well, it's a dangerous undertaking, but you could be careful and you could avoid danger. It's within your power. So why is there a chiyuv of a siyas amaka? I just want to stress a point which the Chazanish doesn't really stress enough. All the other sources of Menias HaSakana, I explained before, there's a difference between Kumvas and Sheval Taisa, there's another difference. All the other sources are Sakana that I expose myself to a Sakana, and it's not within my power to prevent that Sakana. I go under a wall which might fall. If it falls, I'm doomed. And I cannot prevent the wall from falling. I'm drinking Mayim Megulim. If there's venom in the water, I'll die. There's nothing I can do about it. But you go up on the roof, like climbing a tree, or getting up on a scaffold, I mean, b'derech hateva, you could be careful. And you are careful. However, so why is there a mitzvah of Asiyas HaMakom? Because sooner or later, somebody is going to fall and somebody is going to die. And that is why the Torah says, no, no, yes, you're a responsible man. You're going to take care. But you are going to go up on the roof, and others will, and children will, and the elderly will, and sooner or later somebody is going to die. And that is why there's a, Aseva lota aselo, isosem doma veveso, sisumaka legegecho. That would explain, Boris Shichen vema'aris, yes, it's in your yard. It's in your home. So sooner or later somebody's gonna fall in there. However, Amokam Sha'ina Ra'ui Ledira, Emboy Daladadalad, Embasarat Vohim, but the Knesset says about the Midrasha is people shouldn't be there. Probably they won't be there, and therefore there is no Kiev of Maka. That is the fundamental approach of the Chazonish. But the Chazonish goes to a greater extent. And this brings us to the smag, Sefer Mitzvos Godel and Mitzvos Asei Ayin Tes. We learned before that Rambam, source in Sefri, not only Maka Legagecha, Boiras Shichen V'Ma'oreis as well, a well in your yard as well. But the smag says Gimel Tvochim, but the Shia Maka is Asara Tvochim. Chazanish L'Shitos, and he says, Boiras Shichen V'Ma'oreis, according to the smag, there is no Mitzvos Asei of Asisam, Sisamaka Legagecha. Only a lav, Loisosim Domim Beveischo. And regarding the lav, Gimel Tvochim would be enough. So according to the Chazanish, the approach of the smag is, Vosiso Maka Legagecha is exclusively a gag, a rooftop. Even Boiras Shichen V'Ma'oreis, it's not a gag. Sholosh Mechloikes V'Davar. Shittas HaSmag, according to the Chazanish, gag is gag and nothing more. Boiras Shichen V'Ma'oreis is the lav of Lisosam Domem Ve'Isecho, not the Mitzvah Seya V'Asisa Maka L'Gegecho. To the other extreme is the Rambam and the understanding of the Gaon in the Rambam. Every Michshol and every Sekona, if you remove your Mekayim the Mitzvah, if you did not remove it, you're over not only the lav, but the Mitzvah Sevesis HaMak Legecho. The smack is in the middle. Boiras Shichen V'Ma'oreis, yes. Sulam Ra'uah, no. In my opinion, I think the Sefri clearly says, Vosis HaMak Legecho includes Boiras Shichen V'Ma'oreis. Mitzvah Sasei as well, not only a lav. So why Gimel Tvochim? I think the shir of Asara Tvochim B'Mak is not Aloha L'Moshe Messinai. Mechitza, Asara Tvochim is Aloha L'Moshe Messinai, L'Gabe Mechitza Shabbos, Doifen Sukkah Aloha L'Moshe Messinai. These are shiurim. B'Mak, it's a umdena of Chachomim. Chachomim will convey the shir of Asara Tvochim. It's not Aloha L'Moshe Messinai. And Mak is not a Doifen Sukkah, it's not Mechitza Shabbos. Because even according to the Chazanish, we will need an explanation. Okay, it's not the Mitzvah Seva Sisamak Lagecha, but there still is a lav loisosam domem beveischo. So we must assume Gimel Tvochim would be enough to prevent Yipol HaNoifel. So why by a Maka Begad do we need a Sarat Tvochim? We need some logical explanation. So we must say there is a difference. A roof is far more dangerous, usually higher. A roof could be 5 meters, 10 meters. usually a well or a pit in your background is not that deep. So it's a lesser sakana. It's an av gimel tvochem heker. So why do we need to say there's only a lav and not a say, even if there is a say? Nimsa adova lachachamim. Sora tvochem is not lochem mishum sina, it's not exeh sakosam. And therefore, chachamim rukaveh akol davar lefi inyonai. The greatest sakana is a rooftop. There we need a sora tvochem. In your yard, boire shichen v'ma'or esbeir, gimel tvochem would be sufficient. There's enough kemina. Whether it's only a lav or also a misasela gabi brocha, because we don't say a brocha on lavin. So when you build a marker, the Rambam clearly says you need to make a brocha. How about boiris shichen v'ma'oris? Ma'asarav min hoge agro, siv kof. Yes, you need to make a brocha even by the marker boiris shichen v'ma'oris. Chayodam, tezvav, chav dalet. See if Chav Dalet says no. Chayodim is a predecessor. He says like the Chazanish, Borishich Mamor says only Allah, I'm not a say, and therefore you don't see a brocha. But I say it is a mitzvah to say, like explained. But the entire concept of brocha is questionable. Rambam clearly says, Perek Yud Aleph, that you say a brocha on a siyas amak. Perek Yud Aleph, Alocha Aleph. But it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch added an entire siman on the mitzvah of Makkah, Tavchov Zayin Choshev Mishpat, the last siman, speaks nothing about a brocha, neither does the Ramo, neither does the Bishayisav. Rabbi Kiva Ege quotes the Rambam that you need to say a brocha. Sefer HaRokeach Shin Samachvov clearly says you do not say a brocha. Why not? Two explanations. The Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Brochos says we don't say a brocha only a mitzvah sheben odom lamokem, not a mitzvah sheben odom lachaveiroi. The Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam, and this is a chiddush that is shared by some other gedolim, similar to the last but not exactly. Tshuvas Rashi chelek aleph siman yud ches. The explanation is asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav. Those mitzvahs that are obviously kedushas yisrael and a chelek of avodas Hashem, mitzvahs sheben odom lechaveiro are different. Tshuvas Ben Yom and Zev Siman Samach Zayin goes a bit further, and he says you only say brochas on mitzvahs that non-Jews aren't mekayim, mitzvahs that are essentially avodas ukel, not mitzvahs sichliyos. So I don't think it would be right to define Asiyas Amak as a mitzvah sheben odom lechaveiro. Ben odom lechaveiro is the interaction between people. Tzedakah, gemilas chasodim, bikur cholim, echnas esorachim, kibud av v'em. But Makkah is close to ben odom lechaveiro. It is logical. It's just to prevent sakana. And at that type of mitzvah, there is no bruch. And maybe that would explain the Shulchan Aruch's Hashemota. There's another question. If we do make a bracha, when? Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Chaim Lumbei say, Makkah Shachrim, when you finish the Makkah. Because as long as you didn't finish the entire Makkah, you did nothing. There still is Sakala. But on the other hand, Kolam Mitzvah Mavorach Aleihem Oivel Asiyosan. Oivel Asiyosan means, this day Chemed has a kuntres on Asiyas Makkah. Asif is dinam in Asiyas Amak and Brochas. Stechemet quotes several achronim. When you start, over Asiyosan. But usually from starting to build a market, till you're going to finish, you're going to be a lot of hefsik. Depends how big your roof is. Sometimes you're going to go to sleep, you're going to eat, you won't finish it the same day. Regardless of the fact that today it's very uncommon that Jews build the markets. Probably you're going to have Palestinians or others building the Makkah, so how will you say a brocha? Halacha l'maisa, I paskin, you don't say a brocha on Asiyas Makkah. Sofek brochas lohokam. If a goy builds it, you can't say a brocha. Ein halacha kedivrei amachne Ephraim, that a person could say a brocha when a non-Jew does a mitzvah for him. It's also the opinion of the Pri Chodesh Semakuf Chof Legabei Tfilas Kalim. But it's a gewaldige chiddush. Even if you build a maki yourself, when? The beginning, end. Sefer HaKech says there is no brocha. Shechnuch doesn't bring a brocha. Neither does the Rabo. So aloha lamaisa, my psak is, you do not need to say a brocha on Asiyas HaMaka. So today we discussed one of the very important mitzvahs. Yoisem ma'asha omarti lefnechem kosuv kan. And I think Minchas Osha Pashisky said, say the new edition that we expect to be out in a short while. There's a big arichas on Asiyas HaMaka. Hafoich bo vahafoich bo dekule bo. So this week we read Parshas Ki Seitzei. And I always say, whatever we learn on Elul, we need to learn in the spirit of Elul. In the feelings of Elul. So it's not only in Sifra Musa v'Chassidus, in Zohar and Midrash HaChazal, this posik is also interpreted regarding Melchemes Hayetzer. And many times I quote the Chovis HaLevavos, an officer, Sarat Sava, a military commander, came home from the battlefield victorious. And thousands of people came out to greet him, to cheer him on. Douglas MacArthur in New York after the Second World War. And a Chassid approached that general. And he said, you think you're coming back from a great battle. You're coming back from a Melchoma Katana. The big battle is still before you, and that is Melchemes Hayetzer. Why is that the greatest battle? By the nature of warfare, as we learn from history, some wars are short and some are very long. Hundreds of years ago, Europe knew the 30-year war, which was actually a religious war between Catholics and Protestants and, you know, fueled by religious animosity. The Vietnam War took, I think, almost 20 years. In Afghanistan, Baruch Hashem and Eretz HaKodesh, we knew a miraculous war, the Six-Day War. But at the end of a war, by the very nature of warfare, it is obvious who was victorious and who was vanquished. Who is the winner and who is the loser. By Melchemes Hayetzer, you never know who is the winner and who is the loser. Al Taman Biatzmurad Yoy Moischo, Yoichin and Kohen Godel Shimish Bekohuni Gedoyle was a Kohen Godel 80 years, but a Besaf Nasit Zidoyki. Ad Zibula Batraita, to the last breath of your life, the Yetzirah will always fight you. You think he's on the ropes, and suddenly, with new vigor, a new strength, a new power, he's up again. And you could never be confident to the last moment of your life. This is the greatest battle and the toughest battle. So according to the Zohar and Midrash HaChazal, Ki Seitzei LaMelchama refers to this war, to this battle. Unesone Hashem Elokecho Biyodecho. You just need to wage war. Kedushin Lamed Omud Beis. The Gemara says, "Yitzay shalodam es gaber ola b'kol yoyim lehamisay ve'ile morei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ozro lo yochaloi." Without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's help, we could never win this war. The Yitzar is too powerful, and he is within us. He's part of us. He's in our hearts. He's in our every fiber of our being. It is only siyata d'shmaya, but you just need to fight. And that is what the Pusik promises. Ki seitze lemalchom alevecho. Be confident. Unusone Hashem alokecho biyodecho. But you need to fight. So many times I said, in Bruchas Daf, Hey Omud Aleph. La'olam yages odam yetzer ha'tov al yetzer ha'ra. Chazal interpret the pasuk Rigzu v'yaltachto imro b'rvavchem al mishkafchem v'doyim yisraelu. Nitzchei mutav lo nitzchei yasek b'toyra. If you won the war, okay. If not, kriya shema. Lo nitzchei yasek al yom emisa. And Chazal don't say lo nitzchei. What now? Nothing now. If you learn Torah, you say kriya shema. You remember death, then you're guaranteed you're gonna you're going to beat the Yetzer. Man noime man edaber. We learn Torah a lot. First say, the second say, the third say, the Beinas Dorim. Hundreds of thousands of people today, Yeshiva Bochum, Koyel guys, and sometimes we hear terrible stories of great Talmid HaChomim. They did awful things. So Torah not only proves itself as the efficient tool connected the Yetzer. How about Kriya Shema? We go above and beyond the call of duty. Meikar Adin, we need Kriya Shema Shel Shachris V'Shel Arvis B'Shoch V'Chof Kamecho. We recite Kriya Shema four times a day. First time before Pesuka Dezimra. Fourth time, last time, Krishma Shalamito. It is more than we are required, Meikar Adin. And we still have a Yetzer Hara. How about Yaskalayim Memisa? Well, if you live in Yerushalayim, somebody else takes care of that. Every 15 minutes, there's a loudspeaker roaming the roads in Yerushalayim, notifying us. Another Levaya and another one and another one. So, yes, if you're in Yerushalayim, you have Yaskalayim Memisa. And I know some gravediggers, Chevra Kedisha people. Some are great, some are tzaddikim, some aren't. So Yaskalayim Yomemisa obviously doesn't always work. How could it be? Torah, Kriya Shema Yomemisa, and it doesn't work? The answer is a very simple one. Everybody remembers, Nitzchoy Mutav, Loi Nitzchoy, Yasik B'Torah, Kriya Shema. People don't realize the opening statement of Reish Lakish. La'olam yargez odam yetzer atoiv al yetzer aro. Rashi says, Yase imu melechama. You need to fight. Kriya Shema, Torah, Yom Misa are weaponry. Those are the tools of war. Those are the artillery, the infantry, the tanks, the missiles, the planes, the bombers, the fighters, the interceptors. But no army ever won a war without fighting. And some great empires and armies lost wars because they didn't have the spirit to fight. And they didn't want to fight. Not because they lacked the power. Not because they lacked the tools. They lacked the spirit. They lacked the will to fight. La'olam yargez odam yetzer atoiv al yetzer hara. The problem is, we don't identify the enemy. He is so smart and clever and willy, he pretends to be a friend. You can't win a war without fighting. So most of us have a peace agreement with the Yetzer Hara. We make peace with the best of friends. If you don't identify the enemy, you can't fight him. And if you can't fight him, you can't win him. So how do you expect to win this war if you're not fighting? If you think he's a friend. He's a bitter foe. He's not a friend. He pretends to be a friend. And if you will fight the Yetzer, Torah, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, Yoyim HaMisa, guarantee victory. So the Pasuk says, Ki seitze lemelchama levecho. Identify your enemy and fight him. And if you do, yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. Unasonai Hashem Elokecho biyadecho. V'yim loy achshav eimosai. Now is the time. Now is the time to wage battle. Now is the time to fight. Fight your Yetzer Hara. Try to come closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Do tshuva. Be more serious and devoted and dedicated to your Torah life. Unesonai Hashem Elokecho biyudecho. We should all have a ksiv v'chassim et toiv agud gebenst yo. It should yeshnas go'ule v'yeshua. V'mehero v'yomeinu. Amen.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechake lecha bekol halashon. 03-617-1111